Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Isaiah 30:15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence will be your strength.
Isaiah 30, in general, the entire chapter is really a cool story. I mean, I feel kind of like a broken record saying that almost every time we do a podcast, but truly the Word of God, there's nothing that looks like it. There's nothing written like it. There's nothing, like, he tells an entire story in this one chapter about these rebellious people that are his children, that are trusting in a foreign oppressor to take care of them. God calls his people rebellious. In this specific instance.
Well, he like opens up the chapter with woe to the rebellious children.
Like, there's no better way to describe these people. He's like, not my dear children, my well-behaved.
Yes.
Acting like loved children that I have. It's rebellious. And I know there are quite a few solidly stupid moments I can already think about in my life that I was just extremely rebellious. Towards God.
Not you.
No. I left the pause there for all the people to finish laughing that know me. So that's what that was. I absolutely can relate to these rebellious people. And even if you rebel against your parents, biblically you're still rebelling against God unless your parents are asking you to blatantly go against God's law. And you can find that in Ephesians 6 if you want. Going back to the whole God's calling his children rebellious. These guys are trusting the Egyptians. They drug all of God's gifts and everything God had given them into the wilderness that was full of beasts of the field. And then they tell their leaders, we don't want to hear anything you have to say about visions or prophecies that you get from God. Again, all this is found in that chapter.
Yeah, it's a chock full, vivid chapter.
So these Israelites are acting in deliberate opposition to God. And that is totally a dangerous place to play.
It's never good to go against God. No. It doesn't work out well.
No, it doesn't.
I think we've talked before about praying for our heart to align with God's will, and they weren't doing that here.
No, they weren't. And the nice thing about this particular verse comes in the middle of the chapter, and God's telling his people, hey, if you will quit your rebellious behavior, if you will repent and turn away from what you're doing and just come back to me. This is a very prodigal son type story too. Like, if you will just come back to me, I know you're off doing your thing, thinking you can take care of yourself, but if you'll just come back to me and returning in rest, you'll be saved. And quietness and confidence will be your strength. I'm pretty sure that the children of God at this moment probably don't feel completely settled, even in their rebelliousness. Like, there's got to be some upheaval, some kind of anxiety, some kind of unrest within their souls as they're rebelling against God. Because I know in my rebellious periods, I definitely did not feel restful and peaceful when I was doing things my own way and trusting in myself to take care of me. So these children must have felt the same way. And God tells them, I'm gonna take out some of my anger on you if you don't repent. But instead of doing that, instead of taking it out, God waits for them. Like, if you keep moving on into that chapter, you go down all the way to even verse 26. God not only saves these children, but he lavishly blesses them when they do come back. He withholds his anger. He patiently waits because our God is merciful. Our God is gracious. And he certainly has been with me because I'm still here and I'm talking to you and telling you that God didn't take out his wrath on me when he very well could have, should have, what have you. He very much waited patiently for me and had mercy for me and grace for me, just like he did these children in the Old Testament. And what's really neat is historically, 100 years after this story took place with the Egyptians and the kids in the wilderness, the Assyrian-Egyptian army was wiped out by Babylon. And I found that information from Halley's Bible Handbook Classic Edition. But it's historical fact they put in there. I love how God tells his people they can come back. It's nice to have second chances and third chances and fourth chances.
Yeah, it is amazing because I've been in that conversation before where everyone's like, oh, well, God's a wrathful God. God was so patient. You go through the Old Testament, yeah, he did flood the earth with Noah.
One time. But one time.
One time.
That's fair. Like,
that was fair.
That was my sarcasm.
Before that, like that, I mean, I won't go into that whole story now because that's one to come, but it takes God a lot to get there. And he never gets there again, obviously. He's so patient with...
He has to remind himself with the rainbow, though. Like, yeah, that's right. I can't take him out. Can't take him out. I promised I wouldn't take him out.
For any of you that are parents, I think you can sympathize with probably God's feeling about us sometimes. I have told them 200,000 times that I will be there for them, but they still rebel or they still don't do the right thing.
Or they're like, hey, I've got your best interest at heart. And they're like, no, you don't. You don't understand me. You don't love me. You don't know me. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to do this my way. Like, it's just totally human nature to be like that. It really is.
It really is. It's crazy. And the other thing that I love about this verse, though, he says that your strength will lie in quiet confidence. And in the New King James Version, it's in quietness and confidence will be your strength. Basically saying the same thing. Think about the loudest kid on the playground. The bully. The one that is always trying to stir up everybody's feathers. Ruffle everybody's feathers.
You can still stir up some feathers.
Typically, the bully is not the most confident. No. Typically, they are the most insecure person. The loudest one is always trying to basically use their voice and as a mask, as a costume to show, hey, I'm confident. But really, they are usually the most insecure. And you think about the quiet kid. The kid that doesn't need to retort back, that isn't called into the fight because they don't even feel threatened by the mask that the bully kicks on. That is typically the most confident kid on the playground. The one that can walk away and be confident in, like, I don't need to engage in this. And God gives us this advice right here that that's where your strength is. Your strength is in the quietness. It's in the confidence. And it's just, it's kind of a beautiful reminder that we don't need to be spouting off on social media proving our point.
Knowing what truth is.
Yeah, knowing the truth and knowing God's love doesn't mean that we have to spew hate if somebody doesn't agree with us.
Yes.
And it's important for us. We need to show love, even to people that have misrepresented the Christian faith and misrepresented Jesus. We need to show grace because it's really God that needs to take a hold of that situation.
And if people want to throw shade or hate on us for our beliefs or how we feel, we can just quietly sit back and know that our confidence and our salvation is settled and we don't have to prove a point to everybody.
No.
We can just sit back and know that with our quiet confidence that we're good. And I know, at least for me, coming back from rebellious periods of my life, when I have returned, when I have repented, when I have come to God and said, hey, I'm so sorry. Hey, I realize I've just offended you. Hey, I see what I did here and I'm truly broken about it. God has then lavished his peace on me. Yeah. He has given me confidence in the knowledge of him because of coming back to him. And he's been gracious and merciful to give me that time of running around like an idiot in the wilderness to come back to him and to lavish amazing things on me for my life after that. So I know if he did it here for the Israelites, he's done it for me in my life, he'll do it for you and yours. But you got to admit when you're in that, you've got to notice you're in a rebellious state too. You have to stop. You've got to stop. You have to make that choice. Yes. You can either continue to live in your rebellion and it's going to be to your own destruction, or you can go and figure out where am I offending God? Maybe your life is like in some kind of crazy upheaval and you're not sure why that is. Maybe go to God and ask him. Say, hey, where am I going here? What am I doing? Like, show me where I'm making an error. Let me come back to you. Show me how I've wronged you. And then And he will. He wants us to be in the right with him. And if you ask him for wisdom, if you ask him to show you what you've done, he will. And he's not going to do it in like a harsh, nasty, condemning way. He's going to do it in a gentle, hey, I love you, but
yeah,
look what you're doing kind of thing.
His grace and his mercy are far exceeding any human parent.
He knows no bounds.
Exactly. He is love. And so when we turn to him and repent and come back to him, he is gracious in that. Our challenge this week is when your anxiety is high or when you're just feeling unsettled in something in your life, to bring it to God and pray about it and ask him to bring to light what exactly is going on. Sometimes when we have this spiritual unrest or this feeling of unrest, there's something that we need to deal with that we're not really understanding. And when we ask God for help in understanding what is going on in us, he can help us work through it. He can show you exactly what's giving you the anxiety if you don't know, because sometimes I just have a feeling of unrest in me. But he can show me what exactly is going on and then walk out in faith. Do I need to talk to somebody? Do I need to pray about something? So our challenge to you is just kind of, if you are living with that, address it with God, holding your hand and asking him to bring to light something that you need to address.
And when you pray, very specifically, ask God to give you knowledge and wisdom. He promises to give it to you. So when you ask him for all that stuff, he will be faithful to deliver on what he says he's going to deliver on. It's taken me a long time to learn how to properly deal with things in my life instead of just shoving them down and like letting them kind of explode at will. But I'm grateful that God's been patient enough and kind enough to let me get to where I've learned how to bring that stuff up and go, okay, there's something wrong here. I need help with this. And it's so much better to deal with things as they come so that you can enter into his rest and his confidence. That's our challenge for the week. We hope you guys catch us on pursuingtruenorth.com. Leave us some really, really nice reviews.
Definitely. Don't forget to like and share us, and have a wonderful week.